When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone has a few bad habits, but some of those habits make everyday tasks much more difficult than they have any right to be. And because of them, there are so many things we've been doing wrong all this time without even knowing. From peeling sticky notes to charging your phone, and even using the bathroom, it's time to find out what you've been doing wrong all this time. Okay, so you might have hit that snooze button like 4 or 5 or 20 times, but you're finally up. Good job. Although nothing gets you ready to face the day quite like getting squeaky clean in a nice hot shower. But hold the soap for a second there, bud, because spending too much time under the hot water actually isn't all that good for you. Showering too frequently can wash off some of the skin's good bacteria and oils, which upsets your body's natural balance, causing dry and cracked skin. Not only that, but according to the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, showering too frequently can also lead to serious skin problems, such as eczema. So, to avoid this incredibly itchy future, all you have to do is reduce the number of days you take a shower on. But if you really can't get by without bathing daily, just keep to scrubbing the, well, essentials. Once you're nice and clean, you reach for the antiperspirant. But wait. Should you really be applying that deodorant now? Because if you take a look at the label of most antiperspirant deodorants, they'll tell you to put it on right before you go to bed. How can that be right? Well, as it turns out, because you're less active at night, you sweat less. So, your skin absorbs more of the active aluminum-based ingredient of antiperspirant, which sinks in and blocks those sweat ducts overnight. Plus, the active ingredient will generally last for about 24 hours, so its effect won't wear off overnight. Looks like you don't have to sweat about this problem ever again. After all those hygiene hijinks, it's time for breakfast. Bananas are a perfectly healthy start to any morning. Then again, if the stem is soft or the top is a bit mushy, they can make your morning messy. But what if I told you that tearing the stem is not the way to go? According to monkeys, also known as nature's banana-eating aficionados, it's easier to peel this delicious yellow fruit open from the blossom end. Simply pinch the brown stub until the peel splits and just keep peeling away. Not only is it easier, but peeling it this way can also help remove all those weird banana strings that sometimes stick to the fruit after you've peeled it. Now you can literally enjoy the fruits of your labor. Now, regardless of whether you brush your teeth before or after you've eaten your breakfast, there's still a good chance you're doing it wrong. Over the years, commercials have made it look like you should be squeezing out long layers of toothpaste onto your toothbrush to keep the cavities at bay. But this just isn't true. Commercials use these long ribbons of paste to make their product look a little more appealing and make you use more toothpaste. But the reality is that a single pea-sized blob is enough to keep your teeth looking and feeling squeaky clean. Well, I'm not sure about you, but at this point, I don't even know if I'm breathing correctly. By the way, if you're listening to this podcast, but you are not following it or haven't left a 5-star rating yet, you're doing it wrong. I'm sorry, but I don't make the rules. All fed and fresh, it's time to get some chores done. Next on the list of chores is to help put away the groceries, which contains a fresh carton of eggs. But if you're thinking of storing them away in the egg compartment of your fridge door, then I've got some bad news for you. Eggs should be kept at a constant temperature below 68 degrees to maintain their freshness. But the refrigerator door is actually the warmest part of the fridge. Being opened and closed throughout the day exposes the eggs to more frequent temperature fluctuations, compromising the egg's overall quality. And annoyingly, despite being the perfect space for it, milk shouldn't be stored in the door either. Like eggs, temperature fluctuations can cause the milk to go off quicker. So, where should you keep all your milk and eggs, if not in this one refrigerated basket? Experts suggest storing quick-to-spoil foods like these towards the back of the main body of the refrigerator, as it's a cooler area that's more resistant to temperature fluctuations. What an egg-cellent solution! However, it's worth noting that supermarkets sell eggs at room temperature, don't they? They're never displayed in the fridge. I don't believe it's in the supermarket's best interest to risk expiring their eggs before they're sold, but that's a topic for another investigation. Still on the topic of refrigeration, just because you've got room in the fridge door doesn't mean you should be shoving every condiment under the sun in there. Sure, some naturally preserved condiments like jams and sauces will work well in that space as they don't need to be kept at a constant temperature. But what about ketchup? Some people have an age-old habit of putting it in the fridge, but doing so is totally pointless. Commercially made ketchup typically contains tomatoes, sugar, and vinegar, which give the sauce a specific acidity. It's this that keeps the condiment preserved and safe to eat in room temperature conditions, even if it's not been refrigerated, meaning you can free up that precious fridge space for something that really needs it. Unless you're one of those people that enjoys their ketchup chilled. Personally, cold ketchup on hot food makes my mouth feel all kinds of wrong. Now you can cross storing ketchup off the list of things to do. While striking a line through it is satisfying, it doesn't exactly conceal what the original words you had written down were. What if it had been something secret, personal, or even embarrassing? Like pay that parking fine, buy new underwear, or watch the new Logan Paul video. Sure, you could furiously scribble over the words or reach for the whiteout, but there's a much simpler solution that will keep your secrets safe from prying eyes. Instead of striking a straight line, write a series of random letters over the words you want to erase. The jumble of letters makes the original word much harder to make out, let alone read. So no one else has to know about your mistakes or your deep, dark secrets ever again. Wait. You've just remembered something else you need to get done today and grabbed a sticky note to quickly write it down. But when you peel it off and stick it up, the note just curls up and falls off. Most of us just accept this as a limitation of using post-it notes, but it's actually because you've been using them wrong this whole time. When you peel the notes up from the bottom, the sticky line bends the paper in the direction it was pulled, leaving you with a bent memo. But if you peel a post-it from the side or pull it straight down, the notes stay flat. Finally, you can say goodbye to missing memos and notes lost behind the back of your desk. Now, if you have long, lustrous hair, you've probably used a bobby pin or two to keep stray wisps out of your eyes while getting all these tasks done. But a lot of you will find that these little hair grips slip out almost as quickly as you put them in. What's the deal with that? Well, as simple as they look to use, you're putting them in wrong. Even though it seems like the wavy side should face up, it's actually designed to act as a grip on the underside of your hair. So when you slide it in, this should face down, with the flat portion facing up. This saves the amount of time you spend fiddling with your hair and the amount of bobby pins you use. With all that life admin done, now's as good a time as any to get some exercise. This could be a quick run or a trip to the gym, but whatever you prefer, you should do some stretching first. After all, most of us have been told since our school days that stretching before exercise helps prevent muscle injuries and can even be beneficial to our performance. But that's not strictly true. While stretching sure feels good and helps promote flexibility, there's no concrete scientific backing that it helps to reduce injury when done before exercise. Large-scale studies have shown that in high-intensity training, like army exercises, stretching beforehand made no significant difference on injury rates or muscle soreness. What's even more amazing is that some studies into sprinting and jumping found that people's performance was actually reduced on average when they stretched beforehand. But a few studies alone aren't enough to cement these findings into facts. So, whether you want to stretch before exercising or not is really up to you. Though it might not be as important as your old high school gym teacher made it out to be. Looks like you've worked up an appetite from all that exercise, so it's time to heat up some leftovers for lunch. After zapping your meal in the microwave for a couple of minutes, you take it out only to find that the food on the edge is scorching hot, but the middle is still horribly cold. This is because the radiation produced by microwaves doesn't travel very far. And depending on how dense your meal is, those waves will only penetrate a limited amount of the food. Most people solve this problem by stopping and stirring their food several times. But come on, who really has time for that? Netflix won't watch itself. What you should be doing to reheat your leftovers evenly and quickly is leaving a hole in the middle of your food so that it forms a ring. This way, everything is on the edges and gets cooked quickly without leaving an icy center. And if it's in a bowl, just dig a little hole in the middle to achieve an evenly heated meal every time. Leftovers never tasted so good.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Talking about temperature, it's feeling a little bit chilly out, so you turn to your trusty household heater to warm up the place. But have you ever considered using your old ceiling fan to help heat up your house? It does sound a bit backward. After all, you only really use the draft from these fans to help cool you down in the summer. And yet, they have a little-known winter function as well. Typically, ceiling fans run counterclockwise in the summer so that the angle of the blades pushes air down toward you. This creates a wind chill effect on your skin, making you feel cooler. But in the winter, reversing the fan's direction and dropping its speed actually draws up the cool air and pushes down the warm air that's risen to the top of the room. This small change can help you save as much as 15% on your heating bills, leaving you with a warm, fuzzy feeling inside and out. Now you have to run a few errands, but since it's cold outside, you should probably wear a hat. After all, your mother and your teachers always told you that you lose most of your body heat through your head. But if you're trying to keep your whole body warm solely by loading up on cozy hats, you're making a mistake. Sorry, Mom, but according to the British Medical Journal, a person only loses 7-10% of their body heat through their heads. The entire myth likely stems from an old 1970s military study which claimed as much as 45% of your body heat escapes from the top of your uncovered melon. Unfortunately, they weren't practicing very good science back then, as the subjects they were testing were wearing full Arctic suits and only had their heads exposed to the cold. Since then, science has come to its senses and claimed that exposing any part of your body to the cold will reduce your core body temperature proportionally. So you should focus on a full body warming solution and not just use your head. All up, it's been a pretty good day, so you've invited a few friends over and ordered a pizza. But when you open up that box of cheesy, doughy goodness, you find one of those strange little white plastic gizmos perched in the middle of your pie. It may look like a tiny table, but this gadget, called a pizza saver, stops the top of the box from being squashed into the food. It's an ingenious invention, but because it's not edible, a lot of people just toss it into the trash before pawing at the pizza. But you don't want to do that, as it has another use that'll stop your friends from putting their hands all over your slices. I mean, your friends are probably great, but who knows where their grubby mitts have been. Fortunately, by pressing the prongs of the pizza saver down into a single slice, it remains in place while the adjoining slices can be torn off, leaving them totally untainted. It's the perfect pizza-saving solution for everyone, assuming you have friends. You're feeling fancy, so it's time to crack open a bottle of wine to serve with that greasy pizza. What a classic pairing. After you've poured it into your wine glasses, you might be tempted to hold this booze-filled baby by the bulb. As sophisticated as it feels, you actually shouldn't hold it like this when you want to take a sip. Instead, your fingers should remain firmly on the stem. This is because around 80-90% of what we perceive as taste is actually our smell. Don't believe me? Just think back to the last time you had a bad cold or a blocked nose and remember how dull and bland your food tasted. So, to best experience the taste of fancy and expensive wines, glasses were developed with a long stem so that your hand remained far away from your nose. This prevents the smell of your fingers from interfering with the flavors of the wine. Though in this case, seeing as you're casually chugging down that wine with a greasy pizza, I don't reckon it'll make much of a difference. Unfortunately, all that wine has made you desperate to visit the porcelain throne. Now, make no mistake, being able to stand up, unzip, and quickly relieve yourself is just one of the many privileges of being a man. But it's not always the best way to go about your business. In fact, sitting down actually allows men to empty more of their bladder than if they were standing upright. This is because you're able to use your abdominal muscles to really push every last drop out, resulting in fewer bathroom breaks. Not only that, but it'll really help with the eternal problem of the male aim, much to the delight of the women in your life, I'm sure. Though you shouldn't adjust your position just for number ones, but for number twos as well. Sitting upright on the john is a practice that's been around since the time of ancient Egypt, over 5,000 years ago. But, and it's a big but, the problem with just sitting normally like this is that it keeps a kink in your lower bowel caused by the continence-preserving muscle of the puborectalis. This forces you to strain harder when pushing out poop from your colon, risking the development of painful conditions like hemorrhoids and colon disease. So how exactly are you meant to relieve yourself without doing yourself a disservice? The answer can be found in a simple squat. Raising your knees up to your chest roughly 35 degrees from your body relaxes that puborectalis muscle and straightens out your colon, giving you a straight route to poop. While this position makes things a lot easier on your rear, some people actually clamber up onto the toilet seat to take a real deep squat into the bowl. But please, don't do it like the cover image of this episode. You'd hurt yourself. Instead, use a platform for your feet so you can achieve a squat position that will make it much easier to rein in your porcelain throne. Returning from the toilet, you hear the all-too-familiar tragic sound of your phone's low-battery warning. You just charged it up a few hours ago. While it's well known that smartphone batteries don't have the best charge life, it's also partially our fault because of the way we charge them. According to the geniuses from the battery company Cadex, lithium-ion batteries like those in your phone are subject to stress. And just like a human, extended stress can damage the battery's lifespan. When your phone is closer to empty, it draws a constant current and operates at a lower voltage. Lower voltages are really good for a battery's lifespan, as they keep it in a state of low stress, which ultimately increases the number of times the battery can be charged. But leaving your phone on charge when it's already got a full battery will do the opposite. Once a battery hits 100%, it trickle charges to keep its power at 100% while it's plugged in. This high voltage charge keeps the battery in a high stress state, which gradually wears down its chemistry and can lead to system-wide malfunctions and reboots. This means charging it overnight or leaving it to charge idly is a really bad idea. So how should you really charge? According to the experts, you should try to use short, irregular top-ups when your battery is between 30% and 80%. While you can't stop your battery from wearing out, armed with what you know now, you should be able to postpone its inevitable fate just a little bit longer. After all that, it's time to say goodbye to your buddies and hit the hay. While there's no better feeling on earth than diving under a plush duvet, the position you sleep in might leave you feeling drained and pained. Comfortable as it may be, sleeping on your stomach is actually really bad for your back. Lying face down puts a disproportionate amount of pressure on your spine. And unless you found a way to breathe through the pillow, turning your head twists your spine and head out of alignment, which can be a pain in the neck. Literally. But if you really can't help but sleep on your front, you should pop a pillow under your hips to restore the natural curve of your back and relieve all that pressure. Plus, it's a great excuse to fill up your bed with more super comfy pillows. But it's not just stomach sleepers that need to be wary. I'm looking at you, side-on sleepers. You may not think it matters which side you sleep on, but your organs say otherwise. You see, your stomach's natural position is on the left side of your body. So if you sleep on the right side, your dinner gets digested against gravity, hindering its breakdown and even causing the old midnight heartburn. With this in mind, you should roll over and lie on your left side to get a more restful night's sleep. What's my preferred position in bed? I hear you ask. Well, a gentleman never tells. Okay, it may be late, but it's never too late for a cheeky midnight snack. And you've just remembered you have a carton of ice cream sat in your freezer. Jackpot. When you got it from the store yesterday, it was soft and delicious. But now, less than 24 hours later, it's come out of the freezer rock solid. Unfortunately, this is because once the ice cream's airtight seal is opened, water vapor in the surrounding air begins to freeze and form hard ice crystals in the mix. And the more air it's exposed to in the freezer, the harder it is to scoop. While this leaves most people trying to chisel chunks out of it like sugar-obsessed cavemen, there's actually a way to stop this from happening. Simply flatten a layer of wax paper or plastic wrap against the ice cream surface before replacing the lid, or put the entire carton in an airtight plastic bag. This will help keep the air out, meaning your ice cream stays soft and ready to scoop whenever your sweet tooth strikes. Well, it turns out I've been doing just about everything wrong since forever. Story of my life. The only thing I know I'm doing right is keeping you amazed. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.